Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated. And no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245. With the summer months upon us, let's all keep an extra special eye out for our senior citizens. Check on them on a regular basis, especially when the weather is hot. Make sure they have what they need. Someday we'll all be in that position. Wouldn't you like to have someone watch out for you? That's from Brush Housing Authority, reminding listeners, for housing programs, call 970-845-5046. That's 970-845-5046. That's Brush Housing Authority, on the air, wishing everyone a great summer season.
Here at the American Institute. This morning is our guest, Pastor Billy here. Is our guest this morning here? Well, we were supposed to have had Pastor Billy Crone with us this morning. Pastor Billy, are you there?
Yes. Hi, Dr. Monteith.
Oh, hi. Okay, fine. I was beginning to panic. I thought maybe we would have an hour monologue. It's so good to have you with us, Pastor Billy Crone. Is certainly one of our favorite guests, and if you haven't heard his treatise on the final countdown, on how certainly biblical prophecy is unfolding today. And of course, he did this series 5 years ago, which we've had, but now he's updated it with a phenomenal amount of new information and new video footage, which brings the whole of Bible prophecy live, and we are offering this. We have the first five in the series of lectures on DVD, and we'll be having more as time goes by. Pastor Billy, you pick up the story.
Well, thanks, Dr. Monteith, for having me on. It's just such a pleasure, and it's actually been such a pleasure to get to go through this study again, because there's so much that's going on. And it's, you know, again, just to your listeners, if you haven't had a chance to check it out, please do. This isn't just a rehash of old information. There's a massive amount of new information. Just to give you an idea of how much, just the one time before I dealt with the one Bible prophecy topic that the Bible said would happen in the last days, the rise of falsehood, that was one DVD. Right now, I'm on pace to do seven DVDs just on that one topic. It's a major, massive increase, and it's not so surprising if you understand Bible prophecy, because these things are going to happen, and they're going to happen exponentially and increase massively the closer we get to the termination point with the rise of the Antichrist kingdom. But we deal with on our study the, you know, the classic 10 signs. There's more, but we deal with the classic 10 signs. You know, the how do you know you're living in the last days? The Jewish people, modern technology, worldwide upheaval, again, the rise of falsehood, the rise of wickedness, the rise of apostasy in the church, a one-world religion, one-world government, one-world economy, and a mark of the beast. And so today I wanted to talk about worldwide upheaval. And, boy, is that ever on the news or what? And this is clearly what Jesus talked about in Matthew 24. I don't know how you can get around this one. It's so plain. And I just wanted to read that text to you. The disciples come to Jesus, and they clearly ask him, hey, how do we know, Matthew 24? You know, when are all these things going to take place? Tell us, they said, when will this happen? What will be the sign of your coming and the end of the age? And Jesus answered, watch out that no one deceives you. For many will come in my name, claiming I am the Christ, and will deceive many. You will hear of wars and rumors of wars, but see to it you are not alarmed. Such things must happen, but the end is still to come. Nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there will be famines and earthquakes in various places. And all these are just the beginning of birth pains. Okay, and so there at the tail end, one of the signs that Jesus indicates, and boy, is this a hot topic right now as we speak, he says, well, the first time to indicate that you know that you're headed for the last days, it's getting close to the end of times, is when you see an increase of famines. He said it right there. And again, you know, typically the scoffer would you know, sarcastically state something like, well, okay, so what? Famine, shmamish, no big deal. We've always had famines. And yeah, granted, we've had famines here and there throughout the world. I agree with you. Okay, but here's the point. Not like we see today. Okay, they are on the rise big time, exactly like Jesus said. For instance, the World Health Organization, folks, estimates that while one-third of the world right now is well-fed, another one-third of the world is underfed, and right now, as you're listening to this interview, one-third of our planet is starving to death. That's how bad it is. In fact, in just the 1990s alone, 100 million children starved to death. That's just children, okay? And they estimate a total of 4 million people are going to die this year alone due to food shortages. And if you're still hooked on math and you calculate that, probably by the time you're done listening to this interview, another couple hundred people are going to die. That's how bad it is, folks, out there right now, okay? And you might be thinking, well, man, that's kind of weird. How could there be such an increase of worldwide famine when we're living in the most technological advanced era ever, okay? Well, you stop and think about it. It's all kind of come to a head. Some of it's caused by war. We'll get to that maybe in a little bit. Some of it's caused by governments and their embargoes, and people are forced to be without food. Some of it's flat-out government corruption. Some of it's economic debt. Okay, but one of the big things that's happened in the last days is the rise of the environmental movement. And because of the environmental movement, one of the downsides of that is they've stirred up restrictions on the usage of fertilizers, which is one of the reasons why right now 12,000 square miles every year of Africa is turning into desert, okay? And speaking of deserts, it isn't just Africa. Usually, you know, they'll show these people starving over there in Africa, and they've been doing that for years, okay? They're not the only ones, folks. This is happening across the globe, okay? The Chinese have a huge problem with this. Today, as we speak, folks, China is losing 4,000 square miles of land to deserts every single year. In fact, if you take a look at a map, one-third of their total land mass in China is covered by desert in the form of these massive drifting sand dunes, which is kind of interesting. It's kind of, gee, I wonder why they're maybe wanting to show signs of expanding their territory, okay? But anyway, that's a whole side note. But anyway, in fact, and this is not just like, wow, that's too bad. These people are, you know, without some food or some shortages. Folks, this is deadly, okay? One of China's famines, just one of them, in history, killed an estimated 20 to 43 million people, okay? Just in that one area. Okay, in fact, see, we sit over here in the United States and we think, well, Jeff, boy, that's too bad for those Africans, or that's too bad for, you know, those people over there in China. That's just, oh, just rough. Well, folks, right now, throughout the whole world, a land area bigger than the state of Texas is becoming deserts every single year. Okay, it's on the rise. I don't know how people can get around this. It's on the rise. Now, here's the point. We think here in America, oh, we're fine, we're protected. Dr. Monteith, before I came into my office this morning, I just clicked on one of the headlines that came in my email and says this, historic drought. It's on CNN. You can check it out yourself. Historic drought puts over half the United States counties in disaster zones. The U.S. Department of Agriculture, okay, because all the excessive heat and you know, in the Corn Belt, and then it's going to give rise to another issue. Well, gee whiz, that's going to start affecting across the globe our food supply. People are going to go with even more food shortages, okay? Right now, one-third of the world is starving to death, according to the World Health Organization. Now you kick all this in, even here in the United States, one half of our country's counties are considered disaster zones. Hey, folks, you may not feel the pinch right now, but it is coming. Okay, that's going to have a drastic effect on our food supply, not just here in America, but around the world, who depends on America, okay? And that's why one person quoted, there are fears over our global food supply. Wheat prices have gone through the roof. Countries are suffering their worst droughts on record, including here in the United States. Food shortages have been the worst across the globe in the last 30 years. It's spawning riots right now across many countries. And just on the Horn of Africa, just one little piece of the planet, 800,000 children are expected to die. It's increasing right now.
Hold that thought, Pastor Billy. We'll be back in just a moment.
If you're spending hard-earned money on supplements, you need to know about BioSuperfood because you're probably shortchanging yourself on nutrition and value. If you're buying products claiming to provide DNA protection from radiation, you're getting ripped off by inferior copycat products because there's no other product developed or researched like BioSuperfood. BioSuperfood is one complete superfood product that addresses radiation poisoning, allergies, arthritis, diabetes, high blood pressure, and other degenerative diseases. BioSuperfood helps digestion, decreases pain and inflammation, increases flexibility, improves heart health and brain function. It boosts your immune system and even inhibits the AIDS virus and cancerous cells. It's an antibacterial, antifungal, and anti-inflammatory. BioSuperfood is not another supplement. It's a whole food and contains over 5,000 nutrients. Call now and ask about your special discounts on your BioSuperfood purchase at 303-257-7576. That's 303-257-7576 or BioSuperfood at Hotmail.com.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cedarstrup. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cedarstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Taking your way. The only way they know how.
Well, Doctor, Pastor Billy was talking about a famine in China that had killed between 20 and 43 million people. Now, basically, I got started studying what was going on in the world in 62. At that time, there was no mention in the paper about something called the Great Hunger. It existed in China from 1958 to 1962, and the real figure was close to 43 million people starved to death by the Chinese communist government. How could you conceal here in America the fact that 43 million Chinese had died in 62, or between 58 and 62, when I was reading everything I could get my hands on in 1962, and yet you will almost never see that mentioned. You can go up on the Internet. It's called the Great Hunger. You're usually used 20 to 30 million, but the real figure was 43 million people. How can you conceal something like that? People are starving to death around the world today as America uses 40% of its corn crop to create ethanol. Oh, there's plenty of gas and oil out there we could utilize, but instead of that, we're using the corn to create ethanol as people starve to death because they have nothing to eat. Pick up, Pastor Billy, you pick up the story.
You know, Dr. Monteith, it's kind of interesting. I got to take a little side detour based on what you just stated. Just so happens, Lord willing, this Sunday I'm dealing with a part six of The Rise of Falsehood, and I'm talking about the issue that the Bible said in the last days, believe it or not, that they're going to, an entity is going to control our food supply. As well as our population supply. And you're thinking about, man, why are these people, like you said, why are they taking all the corn and using it to make this alternative fuel when people are starving to death? And I mean, with all the technology and the ability that we have today, why isn't it being steered towards doing a true efforts, genuine efforts, to alleviate the suffering, the hunger on the world? Well, folks, believe it or not, these people want people to die. And I'm actually dealing with that this week with their direct quotes. And Barbara Marx Hubbard, of course, is one of them, but there's many others, Jacques Cousteau and a whole bunch of Ted Turner. I mean, all of them, they want to annihilate 90% of the population of the planet. They think they're creating their own utopia. And if that's going to happen, as strange as this is, as wild and wicked as it is, folks, these people are excited that millions of people are dying. This is why they continue to push abortion and sterilization, and they refuse to lift a finger to help on other issues, and why diseases are allowed to spiral out of control, because they want the planet to be decimated. And in fact, you talk about the food supply, and that's what Revelation chapter 6 says. It says, when the Lamb opened the third seal, I heard the third living creature say, come. And I looked, and there before me was a black horse. Its rider was holding a pair of scales in his hands, and then I heard what sounded like a voice among the four living creatures say, a quart of wheat for a day's wages, and three quarts of barley for a day's wages, and do not damage the oil and the wine. And so the Bible tells us in Revelation 6 that there's going to be some serious mega famine conditions, and this is taking place during the first half of the seven-year tribulation. And it's going to be so bad that according to this text, folks, the whole world is going to be on some sort of global food distribution program just to stay alive, okay? Because the world is the context, and people are given a choice. What you could do is you can work a whole day, according to the text, and you can get a quart of wheat, which is basically enough somewhat normal food for one person. Or you could swap that out of your own choice, apparently, to get three quarts of barley for a day's work. So basically, you can get enough food for you and two other people if you're trying to feed a family. But you need to understand, barley back in the day was basically poor man's food. It was pretty much animal feed. Okay, but here's my whole point. According to the Bible, there's going to be a massive mega famine in a seven-year tribulation, but a global entity is going to be able to distribute the program, and that's your choice. You get one day's somewhat normal food for yourself, or you get animal feed to feed you and two other people, is what it's coming to. As wild as it is, that's exactly what the text says. Now, here's what I'm actually dealing with this Sunday, and it fits into actually this sign with the rise of drought and famines that Jesus talked about in the last days. Is right now, folks, the world's food supply is being controlled by three different entities. And right now, it's so blatant. I'm actually going to share, Lord willing, this Sunday, the clip from, I think it's ABC News that reported on it, of this seed vault that's being built by Bill Gates and other elites around the world to store and house all the seeds on the planet. And it's actually called the Doomsday Seed Vault, and which is, first of all, it's like, why do you know something's coming that we don't? Why are you doing this? And but then when you start looking at these other entities that are controlling right now the food supply, it's down to three entities now. They freely admit, folks, that the real power on the planet. Forget, and this is from Archer Daniels Midland, Dwayne Andreas. He was, I think, a former CEO of Archer Daniels Midland, one of the people that control the food supply, the entities. And he said, hey, forget fuel. Forget this oil and gas thing. If you really want to control the world, it's food, because food is fuel. You can't fuel a tractor without fuel, and you can't fuel a human without food either. Whoever controls the food supply ultimately controls the world, and that's what they're working towards. But what they've come out with, why are they building this seed vault thing? That's really kind of crazy. What do you know that's coming that we don't? Why are you controlling all and keeping them, if you will, the master copy of all the seeds on the planet? Well, folks, these same entities, Monsanto is one of them, I believe, they've come out with what's called the Terminator gene. Okay, not only the whole genetically modified food issue, but they've also come out with the Terminator gene. And the Terminator gene is what they've developed with the seeds now, that the seeds commit suicide. The second generation is sterile, which means the seeds no longer, they're producing for us, quote-unquote, no longer reproduce themselves, which means you have to always go back to them to get your seeds. In the old day, farming and food supply was a self-replicating industry. You know, you plant some crops, but it produced seeds, and then you kept some of them for the next crop. Not anymore. They've genetically modified these things to where they don't produce seeds anymore. They're sterile, and which means you have to always go back to them. And you start putting all this together. It's like, wow, so now I can't even grow my own food. I can't make my food. I mean, you not only already have it down to three entities controlling the food supply, but now if I want to grow my food or some other organization wants to grow their food, okay, we always have to go back to some sort of global entity to get our seeds, because you have the copy of all the master seeds. Folks, as wild as this is, as crazy as this is no conspiracy theory. This is out there in the news if you're paying attention. But it makes no sense until you get into the Bible. And the Bible says this is exactly what's going to happen in the last days. And folks, we are headed for a global crisis. Okay, in fact, one person stated this when he's talking about our food supply. He said, we are headed for a global crisis, quote, one that would match the current one in the banking sector. That's kind of hosed up, isn't it? And it's going to get worse, okay? And he says, only this one has to do with our food. And that's exactly what Jesus said. Remember the text. He didn't say there's just going to be an increase of famines. He said all of this is just the beginnings of birth pains, which means the big one is yet to come. All these little burps, all this drought that you're seeing, not just in Africa, not just in China, but now here in the United States, where half of the U.S. counties are disaster zones. Folks, this is nothing. This is a birth pain. This is a little tiny burp compared to what's coming. As I already stated in Revelation 6, the one that's coming, the whole world's going to be in famine, and the whole world is going to have to go to some global entity for their food supply. And you could work all day and feed yourself, or you can work all day and you get some animal feed for you and two other people. That's what we're headed towards. You don't want to be there. But that's not all. Jesus also told us in that text that there's going to be an increase of earthquakes. He said there's going to be an increase of famines and earthquakes in various places in Matthew 24. And so, again, the scoffer is going to say, well, so what? Whoop-de-doo. Okay, earthquakes from earthquakes, no big deal. We've always had earthquakes. Yeah, that's true, and there's been earthquakes on the planet after the flood, but not like we see today. Folks, we better wake up. Earthquakes are on the rise. I mean, big time. Okay, I don't know about you, Dr. Monti, but I remember that just not that long ago, if an earthquake was 6.0, that was huge, mega news. I mean, that would be replayed all week long. They'd have all these stories. Hey, forget 6.0. 6.0 today is what? That's chump change, man. That's a little baby one compared to what's coming now. And yet, not that long ago, that was major mega news. Okay, in fact, it isn't just earthquakes. So, odd as it is, the Earth is cracking up all over the planet. Okay, scientists, and I quote, are sounding the alarm. Quote, mysterious cracks are appearing all across the planet. One's in South America. Scientists don't know what to think. I'm just going to read it to you. Don't know what to think about South America busting at the seams. In southern Peru, there suddenly appeared a huge crack almost 2 miles long and 330 feet wide. Scientists are confused with this fact, and cracks are also appearing in neighboring Bolivia. And then in Iceland, Lake Clifforten, however you pronounce that in Iceland, is disappearing due to a giant crack that appeared in the earth. The crack leads directly into the lake and disappears beneath the water. And listen to what this person says. Quote, if you put your ear to the ground, you could hear the lake draining. It sounds like water going down the sink. Like that. Wow, that's not going to help the famine conditions, is it? With all this drought going on, and all of a sudden the lakes are going to start drying up. That's interesting. In Africa, a 1,640-foot-long giant crack appeared in Africa in just a few days that normally scientists would say that should take years to form. Okay, scientists believe this tear in the Earth's continental crust could eventually isolate Ethiopia and Eritrea from the rest of Africa. And then again, you think, well, man, that's just too bad for those Icelanders and South America and Africa. Not here in America. Don't think so, folks. And we actually shared the news clip with this in Michigan. One day the land was flat, filled with trees, shooting straight up in the air. 24 hours later, there was a 600-foot-long crack, 4 feet deep, twisting its way through the woods in Michigan. It's like, what in the world is going on? The planet is cracking up. Okay, and again, that's just little birth pains, folks. The earthquakes are, in fact, getting bigger. Okay, and we share the stats with you, folks. From 1000 AD to 1800, these are just earthquakes 6.0 or greater, which, again, used to be big ones, but now they're considered little baby ones. Okay, but from 1000 AD to 1800, there were 21. From 1800 to 1900, there were 18. From 1910 to 1929, there were 4. From 1930 to 1949, there were 9. In the 1950s, there were 9. In the 1960s, there were 13. In the 1970s, there were 51. In the 1980s, there were 86. In 1990 to just 1994, there was over 100 in just 5 years. Okay? And they're increasing. You can go to the USGS. Check it out, folks. The earthquakes are just, the planet is cracking up big time. In fact, we actually share the actual USGS earthquake chart. And it's from them. It's not yours. Like, well, you guys are just manipulating the facts. Are you kidding me? We share the actual graph that they provide, folks, and they go from 1900 to 2008. And you look at it, it's just, it starts to grow. It all of a sudden, bang, it just spikes. It's just nuts. You can see it with your own eyes. We're not making this up, okay? And again, keep in mind, although earthquakes, they last for a few seconds or minutes, but the trail of devastation from these things lasts a long time. Okay, earthquakes every single year, folks, they cause billions of dollars worth of damage. They kill thousands and thousands of people. In fact, one quake alone killed 255,000 people. Thousands of people are left homeless, and it's getting worse. Listen to what this person said. Quote, the increase of severe earthquakes have led scientists to predict, quote, we are entering a new period of great seismic disturbances. Wow, we've never heard that before. It's almost like Jesus said in the last days, you're going to have this increased earthquakes. Interesting. In fact, one quake expert said recently, listen, the earth is cracking up. There is no doubt that something is seriously wrong. There have been too many strong earthquakes. These are from the secular experts, folks. Okay? And they're predicting that the death toll from earthquakes are going to skyrocket due to another thing that's happened in the last days, and that's a massive exodus of people who are moving out of the rural areas and they're going into the big cities. And the problem is many of the big cities around the world just happen to be built on fault lines, okay? And that's because of that, scientists are now saying we're entering into a whole new era of fatalities from earthquakes, where at one shot, 3 million people dying from an earthquake is not going to be uncommon, okay? And then there's all kinds of side effects from that, landslides and all that things is it's just going to be chump change, okay? Because it shakes up the earth and whatever. And again, but remember what Jesus said. He said all of this, it's just the beginning of birth pains. All secular scientists, when you say, the earth is cracking up, there's no doubt that something's seriously wrong. There's been too many earthquakes. We had 255,000 people killed in one. That's nothing. That's chump change. Jesus said that's all a birth pain. Revelation chapter 6 tells us how big they are going to be in the seven-year tribulation. It says this, I watched and I opened the sixth seal, and there was a great earthquake. And listen to what happened. The sun turned black like sackcloth made of goat hair. The whole moon turned blood red. And the stars in the sky fell to the earth as late figs drop from a fig tree that were shaken by a strong wind. The sky receded like a scroll rolling up. And listen to this. Every mountain, this is on the whole planet, every mountain and island was removed from its place. Wow. That's a pretty big disturbance, okay? But again, remember the biblical rule, okay? This is huge. This is what we see today. It's a birth pain. I mean, that one that we just described, folks, it's really going to come. It's going to happen to the planet. An earthquake so big that every mountain and island is going to
hold that thought, Pastor Billy. Hold the thought.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath. Custom Cabinet Shop is a locally owned and operated family business since 1980. So if you want fair and reasonable prices, personalized service, and excellence in workmanship for your refacing, repair, installation, millwork, or remodeling projects for your home and business, Custom Cabinet Shop can do the job for you. Call now for your free quote and on-site consultation, 303-340-1390. That's 303-340-1390. So Custom Cabinet Shop can attend to your every woodworking need. Cabinets to fit your taste, furniture to fill your space, and shelves to store more. Gun racks for what you pack. High-end, low-end, repair, reface, remodel, or replace. Mantles, ceilings, or trim. Whatever you need. Don't overpay for in-house calls, design consultations, or repairs. Call for your free quote and a single on-site visit to get your project rolling now. That's Custom Cabinet Shop, 303-340-1390. Find us on Facebook.
The Lord brings the counsel of the nations to nothing. He makes the plans of the peoples of no effect. The counsel of the Lord stands forever, the plans of his heart to all generations. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, the people he has chosen as his own inheritance. Psalm 33, verses 10 through 12.
We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. Restore Health and Counseling salutes the men and women in uniform who've answered the call for our freedoms. Let's give them the hero's welcome they deserve as they have fought hard to restore peace. America's troops are our angels of protection, so stand up and salute them proudly. That's from Restore Health and Counseling at 4705 Paris Street, serving Northeast Denver with complete substance abuse counseling for adolescents to adult and for private as well as professional drug, alcohol screening and treatment and rehabilitation. Visit us at www.rhctherapy.com or call 303-373-1188.
Well, Pastor Billy, you go right ahead with this story.
Well, and again, that's just two signs that Jesus gave us. How do you know that it's getting close to the end of time and it's his return? And, you know, famines and earthquakes was certainly on there. But he also said this, and I want to read the text to you. And this is a parallel text to Matthew 24 and Luke. And they said, Teacher, they're asking Jesus, his disciples. And he said, tell us, when will these things happen and what will be the sign they're about to take place? He said, there's going to be great earthquakes. We saw that. He said, there's going to be famines. We saw that. And he said, pestilences or diseases in various places and fearful events and great signs from the heaven. And we'll get to that some other time. But anyway, so that's what he says. He says, not just earthquakes, not just famines, but there's going to be pestilence are going to be on the increase, you know, outbreaks of diseases. And again, the skeptic will say, well, so what? Big deal. We've always had diseases. Okay, yeah, we've had diseases, folks, but not like we see today, certainly not how they're spreading. Okay, for instance, folks, even as recent as 1918, okay, there was the famous influenza outbreak that killed anywhere, reports are from anywhere from 50 to 130 million people worldwide. That wasn't that long ago. Okay, now, what's interesting is the reason why it spread so fast, if you're familiar with that one outbreak, was because of what has happened in the last days. And we already dealt with that as a Bible prophecy topic, the increase of modern technology that has given us this ability, as Daniel 12 said, for a rapid increase of travel and information. And so the reason why this influenza spread back in 1980 so fast was because for the first time in mankind's history, we had a global transportation system that helped to transport this pandemic like never before, okay, which is another interesting thing. And even in light of all this, folks, in total, it's like, are you guys serious? In mockery. In 1979, the U.S. Surgeon General still made this bold, arrogant statement. They said, quote, it is time to close the books on infectious diseases. Really? I don't think so. By the 1990s, after he made that prediction, folks, instead of fading out of existence, infectious diseases have gone ballistic, okay? We're all familiar with the AIDS virus, okay, and that's just one of many, okay, but did you know that millions of people have it worldwide, and it's growing like wildfire? In 1998, the combined wars in Africa killed 200,000 people, okay? But AIDS killed 10 times more than that. It's being reported now that 75% of all HIV infections are now being spread via heterosexual contact. And AIDS, folks, that's not the half of it. Diseases, here's the problem. This is what's different. Diseases that were once considered conquered, such as tuberculosis, which, by the way, read a report recently that they're projecting 10 million people might die just from tuberculosis by 2015. But diseases we thought were once conquered, like tuberculosis or malaria or cholera or diphtheria, even the Black Plague, believe it or not, the Black Plague, they're not just coming back, but they're coming back with a vengeance. And again, the question is, well, gee, how could that be? How could there be such an increase of worldwide pestilence when, again, we're living in the most, at least it would seem to us, a medically advanced era ever? I mean, why don't we use our technology to, again, like to alleviate the famine and alleviate suffering and certainly with diseases? Well, some of the folks, believe it or not, I believe it's allowed to continue because, again, the population control issues, crazy as that is, okay. Some of it, of course, is scientific experimentation. Some of it's biological warfare. But I'm telling you, folks, the population control thing is in there as well. But from a practical point of view, some of it that's making things much worse is because of an overuse of antibiotics, okay? And because we have saturated ourselves with so many antibiotics, okay, the diseases are mutating, and they're becoming resistant to all medication, okay? And now we've got new things that are cropping up. We've got the SARS virus, you got the Ebola virus, you got the avian bird flu. Okay, in fact, one strain recently came out of the avian bird flu in Cambodia that they estimate has an 85% mortality rate. Okay, and new ones are cropping up all the time. In fact, this has alarmed the medical community, folks, so much that they have stated, here's their direct quote, the emergence of bacteria strains that cannot be killed by the current arsenal of antibiotics could become a public health threat worse than AIDS, okay? In fact, the American Association for the Advancement of Science has gone on record as saying, quote, we are headed for, quote, nothing short of a medical disaster, okay? And now it's getting so bad that they're using new medical terminology. We're not just talking about bugs. We're not just talking about flu. We're talking about superbugs. We're talking about superflu.
They use words now like viral storm to describe the trend of these diseases, exactly like Jesus said was going to happen, of these diseases spiraling out of control. Okay? BBC News recently reported Europe is losing the superbugs battle. Okay? The World Health Organization is saying we have reached a critical point. They said we could be dealing with the nightmare scenario of a worldwide spread of untreatable infections. Okay? In fact, let me just read to you this report. Dr. Richard Besser, he's ABC News chief health and medical editor guy. Okay, and they were interviewing him recently, and there was this Hollywood movie that came out called Contagion. And they were saying, well, gee, is that just, you know, Hollywood? Is that, or is that really a viable reality in our future? Well, then they started to share what's going on. In 2002, 8,000 cases of SARS came from a virus in bats. In 2009, swine flu killed 18,000 people, they said. Then the AIDS virus and all these things. And so they're bringing up all these viruses that are coming in and mutating from animals and all this stuff that's going on. And listen to what their chief health medical editor said. He says, you know what? He said, this is a problem that keeps me up at night. He says, these bugs are getting stronger. And he says, there aren't any new drugs coming quickly. He said, all this incredible connectivity of humans, you know, the flights and the airplanes going from country to country, the boats, he said, they're connecting all of us. So he says, if one of the new diseases merges here, it literally can go everywhere. He said, the most concerning thing to me is that in less than 24 hours after I was in the jungles of Cameroon looking for the next pandemic virus, I was at a baseball stadium in Cooperstown, New York, watching my son playing Little League. Listen to what he said. He said, and if I were infected with the next contagion, I could have spread it to 5,000 people from 22 different states. It would have gone all over the world very quickly. He says, now imagine, he said, that's a reality. He said, imagine a deadly disease carried across continents, not just by people traveling, but by now, since they're mutating to animals, by millions of free-flying agents. Okay, and he says, of course, that's some of the big concern. Okay, and folks, this is a reality. Okay, never before have we had, as he freely admits, this is what keeps him up at night. He's how easy it is. All it takes is just for one thing to go wrong. One of these contagions to hop on an animal, hop on a person and an animal. And you fly across the world, you go into a major public event, it's over. It goes over the world in literally a matter of days. Never before in human history has it been able, pandemics, diseases, pestilences, been able to spread like that. But they are today. And that's the point, folks. That's what makes it a difference. But again, what did Jesus say? Hey, listen, believe it or not, as creepy as that is, all of this is just the beginning of a birth pain. This is a tiny one. This is a little hiccup. This is a little burp compared to the big one in the seven-year tribulation. And here's where it is. Revelation chapter 6 again says this. When the Lamb opened the fourth seal, I heard the voice of the fourth living creature say, come. And I looked, and there before me was a pale horse. Its rider was named Death, and Hades, or the grave, was following close behind them. In fact, it's really creepy in the Greek what's going on there. It literally is basically the idea, the picture that's being there in the original Greek, is as fast as people were dying, the grave would just scoop them up. It's just like right, it's like a, right in tandem. They're dead, bang, grave, bang, you get it, you're dead. It's just, it's a very macabre scene. And
hang on to that thought. We'll be back in just a moment here with Pastor Billy Crow.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
The United States Constitution is a joke to politicians in Washington, D.C. Visit America527.org to help defend America from her enemies, foreign and domestic. We believe in the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and the Declaration of Independence. We believe in liberty. We believe that only patriots can keep liberty alive. Work with America527.org to save liberty in America. Visit America527.org today.
And of his fullness we have all received, and grace for grace. For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. No one has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son who is in the bosom of the Father, he has declared him. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 16. If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
Well, Dr. Stan, I guess this morning, Pastor Billy Crone. Pastor Billy, before you go on, could you get your website out so people would know how they can get in touch with your ministry if they'd like to?
Yeah, sure. You can go to our main media website at getalifemedia.com. That's GetalifeMedia.com, getalifemedia.com. Or you're, if in the Las Vegas area, you're welcome to join us for studies at sunriselv.com. SunriseLV is in LasVegas.com, Sunrise Baptist Church. You can just search for my name on the Internet, Billy Crone, C-R-O-N-E, and that'll take you where you need to go.
All right, you go right ahead.
Well, again, with these diseases, Dr. Monteith, this is as crazy as it is. That's just a birth pain. That's a little tiny chump change compared to the one that's coming in the seven-year tribulation. The Bible says in Revelation chapter 6 that death and Hades are going to come, and one-fourth of the earth is going to be annihilated. And it's going to be annihilated by, it says here, sword, famine, and plague, as well as the wild beasts of the earth, which is kind of interesting. Some would say that that's just animals overpopulating the earth, and it could be, but it just so happens these diseases that are cropping up on the earth right now and mutating, they're actually being transported by animals. So either way, one-fourth of the planet is going to be annihilated as one of these judgments. And you put that right now, I mean, approximately with the estimation right now, that's 2 billion people. Approximately right now, 2 billion people are going to die in one shot, okay? And that's the big one you don't want to be around. But anyway, that's not all. What else did Jesus say there? He said that there's not only going to be a rise of earthquakes and famines and pestilences. The first thing he said was wars, okay, is what he says. He says you're going to hear of wars and rumors of wars, okay, nations going up against nations, kingdom against kingdom, okay, before he comes, okay? And so that's, again, skeptics is going to say, well, okay, so what? Wars, no big deal. We've always had wars. Yeah, but guess what? They're on the rise. Okay, in the last century alone, folks, it's just been a massive one. Okay, for instance, more people, folks, have been killed by wars in the previous century than at any other time in mankind's history. In fact, World War II, before World War I, war had never been universal. Maybe large sections of areas of the world, but not universal. Okay, but now, not only since World War I, we only had two of them, but after World War II, which, remember, if you recall, was supposed to be the war to end all wars, but since World War II, we've had at least 150 major wars. In 1993, there was 29 wars being fought in that year alone. That was broken 2 years later. In 1995, there were 71. As you can see on the news, folks, we are gearing up like never before for war, exactly like Jesus said was going to happen. Nation is rising against nation, kingdom against kingdom, and it's not getting better. In fact, what's interesting is there's one war, one outbreak that we really need to pay attention to, and it has to deal with Israel. And that's the famous Ezekiel 38 prophecy, or the Gog and Magog prophecy, which talks about how in the last days a confederation of nations are going to come against Israel, of all people, and attack Israel to try to annihilate Israel. Okay, well, number one, if you read the text there in Ezekiel 38, they're the ones who are going to get annihilated because God is going to protect Israel. Okay, you don't want to mess with them. Okay, and number two, the key to understanding who these nations are and just how close we are to this fulfillment of this particular war concerning Israel in the last days is when you take a look at their historical identity. Okay, and when you take a look and you begin to break it down who these people are in the last days, Gog and Magog, okay, Gog would be the person that's talked about there. Magog would be a particular state that it's talking about. And according to biblical geography, folks, Magog would be the landmass that's north of the Caspian and the Black Seas, and that's Russia today, okay, modern-day Russia. Then if you look in the prophecy there in verse 2, it says Meshach and Tubal. And down in verse 6, it says Gomer and Togarma. And we're going, well, who are those people? Well, you got to do your history. You got to pay attention to geography. If you look at an ancient Turkish map, in biblical times, Turkey was actually divided into four parts, Meshach, Tubal, Gomer, and Togarma. And so now you're talking about modern-day Russia and modern-day Turkey. Now, again, these are the countries that are going to come against Israel. Then in verse 5, it says Persia. And until 1936, there were three nations that we know today that were known as Persia. Okay, but those nations we know today are Afghanistan, Pakistan, and Iran. Ooh, this is starting to stack up, isn't it? And then if you continue down to verse 5, Ethiopia or Cush is mentioned there. And in some translations, that would be Ethiopia, Somalia, and Sudan. Interesting. And then in verse 5, it says Libya. Okay, and then in another translation put, and that's modern-day Libya, that's mentioned there, okay? Then you got to coordinate this with Daniel, okay, and in Psalm 83, and you put all that together, and then now you pick up also the nation of Saudi Arabia, okay? And then, again, it talks about Tyre, which is modern-day Lebanon. And so you stack all those nations up, with the exception of Russia. They're all the Arab nations right now. Who want to annihilate Israel. It's happening. Ezekiel 38, folks, is happening before our very eyes. And you think, well, Russia's not Islamic. The Islamic nations are coming against Israel. These are the ones that the Bible's talking about. Okay, it's happening in our lifetime, folks. And you think, well, Russia's not Islamic. Yeah, but guess who's helping to arm them? Guess who's the one who's the major supplier of weaponry? It's Russia. Okay, folks, it's all happening before our eyes right now as we speak. Okay, all the key pieces, all the key players of the Gog and Magog prophecy are being lined up right now. Okay, but here's the point. What's interesting is when you take a look at that passage, it talks about the judgment that is going to happen to these people that come against Israel. It talks about them getting severely annihilated. Okay, if you continue on throughout chapter 38 and chapter 39 of Ezekiel, it talks about how these nations that come against them are going to completely get annihilated. Listen to this, Zechariah 14, verse 12. This is the plague which the Lord will strike all the nations that fought against Jerusalem. Their flesh will rot while they are still standing on their feet. Their eyes will rot in their sockets, and their tongues will rot in their mouths. Now, what in the world does that sound like? Man, that sounds like bare minimum a biological weapon, or that sounds like nuclear warfare, somebody getting in the blast range of a nuclear bomb. Hey, folks, either way, thanks to modern weaponry and technology that we see today in these last days, what does that sound like to you? That sounds like one of those two things, nuclear holocaust, a biological weapon. Either way, these people are going to get annihilated. We have the technology to pull it off, okay? In fact, speaking of nuclear warfare, as of the year 2000, just between the U.S. and Russia, we now have enough nuclear bombs to destroy the planet six times over. Okay, but that's not the half of it. Even small countries, what are we concerned about right now? Iran, even small countries all over the world right now have their own supply of nuclear weapons, and it's increasing. In fact, many say that it's not a matter if, but when and where the first nuclear strike is going to be, and what happens after that, nobody knows, but it sounds like World War III. It sounds like maybe that's what's going to kick it off, is the Gog and Magog prophecy being fulfilled. It's happening now.
We're out of time, Pastor Billy. We'll look forward to talking to you again next month. Thank you very much for being with us. God bless.
God bless. Thank you.
Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets have gone into the world. By this you will know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Yeshua, Jesus, has come in the flesh is of God, and every spirit that does not confess that Yeshua, Jesus, has come in the flesh is not of God. And this is the spirit of Antichrist, which you have already heard was coming and is now already in the world. 1 John 4:1.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath. Author and lecturer Avi Ben-Mordecai will be at the Hebrew House in Greeley, Colorado, August the 10th for a special Arab Shabbat service starting at 7 p.m. A meal will be included. Avi will also lecture on August the 11th from noon until 10 p.m. Dinner will be served from 5 until 7 p.m. We look forward to sharing this special blessing with you. All adults 18 and over are welcome. Please, no children. For more information, call 970-518-8489. That's 970-518-8489. 8489.
Well, Dr. Stan here. Dr. Stan, for a number of years, while we've carried past Billy Crone's final countdown, there were two of sets of five DVDs each. There were 10 lectures in this. There's probably going to be 50 or 60 lectures in the current series, and great new footage, all sorts of videos. It's not simply a sermon, which can be pretty dry. But Pastor Billy does a great job, and he has all the video footage to verify what he's talking about, and he includes that in the discussion. So we have, now we still may have a few of the old ones. Or if you want to start getting the new ones, we have the first five in this series. And they are great. We, Barbara and I watched them in the evening. We have a book Pastor Billy wrote called The Final Countdown. And then, of course, we have the DVDs, which we offer. We think they're well worthwhile watching because you are seeing prophecy unfolding before you today. And we are going to see a war there in the Middle East, the Near East. It's coming as our government, the people who control the secret government that controls our government, is toppling all of the nations over there in the Near East and the Middle East. We're talking about Egypt, Tunisia, Libya, Syria, Turkey, Lebanon. They've all been pushed into the hands of the Muslim Brotherhood. And down the line, of course, there's a revolution going on in Yemen and Bahrain, and we're financing all of these, ladies and gentlemen. The invisible government that has seized control of the American government is bringing all of those countries under the control of the Muslim Brotherhood. Why would we do that? Why, for the same reason that we financed the Nazis during the Second World War, and American corporations were over there building the weapons for the Germans, and American banks like Brown Brothers Harriman, headed by a man named Prescott Bush, the grandfather of George W. Bush, the father of George Herbert Walker Bush, Prescott Bush, one of the leaders of Brown Brothers Harriman, financing the Nazis during the Second World War when they were killing our boys. And in fact, Prescott was even indicted after the Second World War for certainly helping the enemy. And yet, of course, it was all swept under the table. We couldn't let the American people understand that we financed the Nazis. We built the weapons for the Nazis. After all, if you're going to have a war, you have to have an enemy. And we're doing the same thing with the Muslim world today. And when you understand that, things begin to take on an entirely different perspective. And as we pointed out, in Israel recently, they've released 1,027 convicted terrorists to get back one soldier. Does that make sense? Most of what's going on doesn't make sense unless you understand the spiritual forces behind it. And Pastor Billy does a great job. If you'd like to order the first five videos, they're in a set. They are available from Radio Liberty. Now, you have to order the new set. Just stipulate that when you call. Our number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Of course, you need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. Listen to my talk on the dark secret with a syllabus, or the forbidden secret with a syllabus. Or you can watch my recent DVD, The Case for a Satanic Conspiracy, because what's behind everything to do going on today is this satanic movement that dominates everything in the world today. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, readyliberty.com. Our programs there, all of them. And then please, pray for me. Pray for Radio Liberty. God bless you.
And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to the children of Israel, and say to them, The feasts of the Lord, which you shall proclaim to be holy convocations, these are my feasts. 6 days shall work be done, but the seventh day is a Sabbath of solemn rest, a holy convocation. You shall do no work on it. It is the Sabbath of the Lord in all your dwellings. Leviticus chapter 23, verse 1 through 3.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense,